Whoa, where are we? Oh, hey, Audra.
Hi, Shelby.
Hey, Audra, what's this thing?
Oh, I think we're doing a podcast.
Oh yeah, my bad.
What should we talk about?
Maybe we should talk about credit cards.
Do you have one, Shelby?
No way, I'd overspend.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, Audra, let's talk about the dangers of credit cards.
Yeah, sounds good. But I think we should take one of those commercial things first.
Yeah, I think the teacher's looking at us kind of funny.
Yeah, well, maybe you should get your hand out of your bag and away from your phone.
Phone? What phone? I don't have a phone. I'm looking for a pen. And you're listening to Audra and Shelby in the Morning. We'll be right back. Don't you forget about me. Okay, and we're back, and we're going to take our first caller.
Caller numero uno, what is your question?
Hello, Audra and Shelby. I'm an old woman trying to buy a car for my granddaughter, but I can't for some reason. Do you know why?
Well, caller, that's a good question. Your bad credit will stick with you for as long as it takes for you to pay it off. It's always important to watch your spending limit and at least twice a year check your credit report, but don't check it too much. If you check it too much, then companies will look at this and see that it's a bad thing.
Thank you so much for the advice. I'll go take care of it now.
Glad we could help. Keep on listening to Audra and Shelby's radio show.
I definitely will. You girls are so wonderful.
Hey, Audra, did you know that 80% of teens have credit cards and sometimes four or more, when really you only need one? Also, it's good to keep track of your personal information because it can result in identity theft, and that's not a good thing. The person can abuse your credit card and charge things to your account.
Yeah, Shelby. Identity theft is one of the worst things that can happen to a person as far as credit goes. Here's some safety tips in order for you to keep your identity safe. One safety tip is for you to sign the back of your credit card with your signature and write "Please see ID" so that the person knows that it's actually using your card. Another tip would be not to leave credit cards lying around the home or office for people to find them easily and steal them. Also, close unused accounts in writing and by phone, then cut up the card. This ensures serious amounts of safety.
And one more thing, don't give out the account number unless you're making purchases. When you sign up for a credit card, you also want to look at the fine print on the bottom. Especially look at your grace period. This is when you are given the certain amount of time that you have to pay back your credit with. Sometimes it can be 20 days or sometimes it's 25 days. It's important to always look at this. Your grace period also allows you to avoid interest charges, and then you go back to paying what you did before.
It's also important to check your variable interest rates, and I'm not talking about that junk you do in trig. I'm talking about when the company tells you to pay a certain amount one month, but then the next month it could skyrocket. It's important to look at these factors when purchasing a credit card.
So, Audra, I heard you have a good joke for me.
Sure do, Shelby. So, have you heard about the man who said his credit card was stolen?
Yeah, I did. Whatever happened with that?
Well, he decided not to report it.
Why the heck did he do that?
Because the thief was spending less than his wife. Oh, and we will be right back with Audra and Shelby after this break.
And we're back on the air with Audra and Shelby. We're going to take one more caller before it's time to go.
All right, caller number two, what is your question?
Hello, girl. My name is Yolanda, and I'm from Queens, girl. I lost my credit card. Well, wait, no. Some dude got up in my grills and stole my card, girl. Oh, shiz. What should I do? I need some new shoes. These Jimmy Choos are all ruined from trying to run after that hoodlum. He stole my credit card. What should I do?
Oh, Yolanda, that is frightening. I am so sorry. What you need to do is report this to your credit card company ASAP before that thief makes charges to your card that you cannot afford.
Oh, girl, that's perfect. Thank you so much, girl. I will make sure I call them right now. Okay, girl, I gotta go. The Blackberry Storm is ringing. Oh, man, it's my man. Later, girl.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, and it's time to go. I hope everyone has learned a little bit about their credit cards and to know important safety tips about identity theft, your variable rates, late fees, and to don't check your credit report too much. You've been listening to Audra and Shelby. Thanks for listening.
And make sure you tune in next week for our Sarah Palin special. Can she really see Alaska from her house? And will she be running in 2012? All right, catch you later.